What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Small Biz America.
We are Small Biz America here on Biz Talk Radio Network. I'm David Wolf. Hope you're having a great week in your business. It's only Thursday, or it might be Saturday, depending on where you're listening. I want to connect with you. Comments, suggestions, complaints, whatever you got. This is a business of networking and connections. Send an email to me at david@smallbizamerica.com. Tell me you like what you're hearing, you don't like what you're hearing, you got suggestions to do something better. You can also reach out at smallbizamericaradio.com. That's a new website we have set up. Today we're going to have Jeff Barnes. He's the author of The Wisdom of Walt, an inspiring and dynamic speaker. And he's taking the Walt Disney approach and applying it to your own entrepreneurial endeavors. Interesting stuff. And we'll continue with our four-part series with Matt Pillmore. He's an educator in finance for real estate investors and business owners alike, and the founder of VIP Financial Education. His methods will revolutionize, listen to me, the way you think about managing cash in your business. And of course, the Small Biz Brain with Gabe Arnold in segment four. Anthony Amos is the founder of Hydro Dog, the largest mobile pet grooming company in Australia. And he brought it over to the U.S. some years ago, not knowing anyone when he got here. But his book is called How to Catch a Shark in Business, based on his real-life story of how he caught Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. The two are now business partners and best mates today. I love saying that, mates. Anthony, welcome to the program.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. You came to America absolutely knowing nobody, but yet you continue to thrive in this environment. Tell us about the journey and kind of what's working for you. Why does this work?
Well, I think the biggest thing here is, David, that your entrepreneur way of life is so incredible. People love looking up to entrepreneurs and wanting to see what they're up to. It's a little bit different to that in Australia, and I think I've thrived on it for two reasons. One, I'm really, really hungry. And the other one is that I love people so much. And I know that strategies with business partners is one thing, but having partnerships in business is how this has been working with me. And I guess it's got a lot to do with my personality as well. I like to add as much value as I can when I meet somebody. I find out a little bit about them, and I end up just making more of an effort that it's about them rather than about me. And, you know, what happens after that? When you add the value, it comes back.
So you're talking about partnerships being important to you, and certainly when you come to a country where you know no one, and if you're extroverted, which I'm assuming you are, or at least partly extroverted, you connect, you jive with these guys, and you get things happening, and that's, I guess, the short version. Of course, we've got a lot to cover here. The book is How to Catch a Shark. So how did you catch Kevin Harrington?
Well, it started out like this. I met a bloke at an event, and he had what was called a mastermind, which I knew nothing about when I first came to the US. And he found me a little bit fascinating. I guess you sort of do a little bit with Australians. They've got the accent, and then all of a sudden, you know, I was treated like a rare marsupial when we first arrived here. They couldn't get enough. But when they realized I was a little bit savvy in business, that's sort of what just kept me, you know, a part of these groups. Right. And I was at this group one day, and I can't tell you the story because it's too long, but I met this guy, very well-known guy, who knew Kevin Harrington for 30 years. The long and short of it was, I ended up wrestling this guy, 60 years of age. I was only, you know, 40, wrestling him on the floor of this mastermind after a few drinks. And, you know, we got to know each other really well, and he was best friends with Kevin Harrington. So I went to his event. Kevin happened to be there. He told Kevin all about me. And because of that recommendation from that guy, that's what actually opened up the door. But then it was up to me to deliver, you know, what I had to become friends with Kevin and get noticed. You know, you got to get noticed by these big guys.
Right, right. What's the nature of the partnership? Is he an investor in your companies, or what's that about?
So this is how I went about it, mate. If you add value first, but let me just take one step back. I'm a big believer in congruency. You know how you got that gut feeling, or you just know that that's not the right business partner to get into business with?
Yeah, it's a gut thing.
They chase the money, and the gatekeeper ends up being your worst enemy when it hits the wall. So I'm a big believer in congruency. And watching the Shark Tank when Kevin was on, I thought, out of all of those guys, I want that person to be my shark. And just through the universe lining itself up, I happened to meet him through one of his greatest mates, being an idiot. So we ended up talking and understanding, you know, what we liked and what we didn't like. And I actually brought him into one of my companies and gave him equity just so I could tell people that he was my business partner. He's like, why would you just give me equity? I said, my strategy is I want to add value to you first, because he said to me that everybody wants to take from him. Like, most people don't understand that those big sharks up in those swimming areas, right, are always looking for great deals. But too many people think, I've got the next best idea, you come and help me and I'll give you a part of it. It's not like that. You've got to give the value first. So congruence is the first thing. Adding value is the second thing. And this is my favorite. Waking up in the morning, if you're going to lunch or coffee, and you get so excited, you get butterflies and you can't wait to see that person, spend time with them. That's when you know you've really worked it out, that you've got someone good.
Yeah, that's the stage fright factor, which really, really you can use and leverage, because you can translate it to energy that bonds with people. I want to take the show. I'm looking at your website now. You've got all these different amazing sharks, photos of them, renderings of them. Tell us about sharks. What do we need to know about them as entrepreneurs?
Well, there's four types, and people can come up with their own ideas of what that means, because shark only a few years ago used to mean a really bad person that would come in and, you know, take all your money off you and treat you very unfairly. But it's turned around since the show. The show's basically given people an understanding that you either need money, you either need the partnership, or you either need the experience and the wisdom. You know, there's the type of sharks that you go after. So if you're looking for funding, you'd find somebody that would lend you money, even take equity or give a return on investment. But someone like Kevin Harrington, he's what I call the hammerhead shark. He's a social shark. He gets around. He is one of the most magnificent networkers I've ever seen in my life. I don't consider myself a networker. We went to an event one day when we both spoke at. There were 50 VIP people in the room. Yeah. Kevin Harrington shook hands and said hello to 50 people. I could only do it to 5. That's how good he is. He just gets around. He knows what to do. But I can't separate myself from having a conversation with somebody. I just can't cut it off like that. So that's probably my weakness. But my relationships are a lot deeper, though.
Right. So he's like doing a kind of a quick dating almost thing, or a quick how would you say this? It's a quick exchange as he moves and works the room. That's not negative, but it's just he's spending just enough time with each of them to create a connection of some kind, high level, and then the rest can happen after the party, as it were. Yeah.
Spot on. Very,
it's amazing.
Very good.
No, just reiterating here. So we talked about partnerships. Niceness. What's this about niceness and business going together? What are your thoughts on that?
So it used to be the nice guy finishes last. We all know that. But when the economy turned upside down, every single person was affected on some level, even the kids. The kids were possibly going to a great school. You know, they had a nice home. They all had to go through the change, going into a smaller home or renting a home or not being going to a private school anymore. So it filtered down to everybody, especially the parents. So when somebody started to be that domineering and wanting to come in and just tell you what you need to do, those days have gone. Everyone's hardened up. So the best results today is treating people with respect, be incredibly nice to them, add the value first, and don't be an ass. You know, if you don't do that these days, you get much better results, because you're developing stronger and loyal relationships. I had this young bloke come around to my house one day. He was 30 years of age. He wanted to franchisee's business, and he said to me, Anthony, how do you get all these people that just want to spend time with you and, you know, want to do business deals with you? I said, it's all about consistency. Consistency breeds loyalty, and through that is being nice to people. It doesn't take anything to be a nice person to someone, but that doesn't mean to be treated like a doormat. You've still got to have that hardness if someone's trying to take advantage of you. But if you work out your congruency factors, you'll very rarely go through that process.
Anthony, such great stuff. Finally, as we close out the last minute here, boy, these go quick, don't they? What do we need to know about a pitch? And we may need to do a whole other show on this one, but what do entrepreneurs miss about doing a pitch to an investor, to a stakeholder? Please.
Find out about them. If you're going to see somebody, there's so much information on the internet today. Find out what they're all about. And when you go to that room or go to do your pitch, do what nobody else is doing. Don't get up there and deliver the same message or do it the same way. Do something that's memorable. I've got to tell you, my biggest contribution is if I'm in a room with a group of people, I'll always stand out because I'll be thinking of wanting to do something that they go, oh, that's that guy, that's that crazy Aussie guy. When they get to know me, I'm pretty good with, pretty good with business. So that's
yeah.
My advice.
Yeah. Well, we're visiting with Anthony Amos, the infamous Anthony Amos, www.howtocatchashark.com, just like it sounds. Howtocatchashark.com is the website. There are several other websites here. The AnthonyAmos.com, howtocatchashark.com, which we just told you about, and bathetosave.com. Such fascinating stuff. We're going to do another segment because I want to dig deeper into each of the subjects we talked about. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Certainly, mate. It's been great. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll do it again. Up next, thanks, it's going to be Jeff Barnes. Jeff Barnes has been leading teams and teaching. He's all about Walt Disney. We're going to learn about dreaming and how to enhance your entrepreneur journey using the wisdom of Walt Disney. 17 past the hour.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step
is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
He's an author, professional keynote speaker, university professor, and leadership success coach for more than 35 years. Our guest, Jeff Barnes, has been leading teams and teaching, among other things, the history of Disneyland. I just love this subject. I'm really fascinated with Walt Disney. His book, The Wisdom of Walt, is now an Amazon number one bestseller. The book explores leadership lessons from the happiest place on earth. And with that, here's the happiest guy on earth. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, David, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm dreaming as usual. I'm looking out the window and doodling, which is what I did in class for years. Jeff, what did Walt Disney have, in quotes, that made him so profoundly Walt Disney?
Well, I think first and foremost, he was a dreamer. And you identify with the fact that you're a dreamer. I certainly spent a number of my years dreaming as well. But I think more importantly, not only was he a dreamer, but he also had the courage to be a doer. In fact, he would once say that all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. And so he had the courage to create the world's most successful cartoon character, Mickey Mouse. He had the courage to create the world's first full-length animated feature film in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And I think most importantly, most significantly, he had the courage to build the world's first theme park, a dream called Disneyland.
Walt had this drive, and he did what he felt he wanted, what he wanted to do. Was this foundational to his childhood? Was there something in his childhood that gave him this drive? Of course, his brother was very different, and they were at odds during the course of building Disney. But what is it about his sort of personal foundation?
Well, there's a couple of really interesting points there. I think, first of all, Walt was a bit of a free spirit. Again, that dreamer coupled with being a doer, he watched his father struggle. Right? He watched his father have dreams but never really have a chance to see them come to fruition. And whereas Walt was very happy-go-lucky and eternally optimistic, his father, Elias, was very dark and dour and somewhat humorless. And
yeah.
To some degree, I think Walt was sort of hell-bent on finding the success that his father never enjoyed, and at some level doing it almost the opposite way that his father had sort of approached life and approached success. And, fortunately for Walt, and I think really for all of us, he found that success and went on to create lots of levels of happiness and success for him and for the entire world.
When you set out, Jeff Barnes, to teach people how to dream, how to storytell, how to change or rewrite their own narrative, how do you approach teaching dreaming?
Well, it isn't easy I live in the world of academics, and we take ourselves very, very seriously. And so this idea that we're going to teach a Mickey Mouse class about an amusement park, you know, initially didn't go over really well. And
right.
I really had to fight and I really had to argue for the idea that Disneyland as a theme park really matches and mirrors who we are as an American people from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. And, you know,
right.
once I was able to sell that idea, then it sort of morphed and transformed into, what if we use that story? What if we use that history as the ultimate source material for motivating and inspiring students to see their own dreams come true? And it's been a really fascinating process. But any dream worth fighting for is a dream that's inevitably going to be difficult. I like to tell my students, the bigger your dragon, the better your story. I mean, if it were easy, somebody else would have already done it by now.
The fascinating thing about Walt, too, is in the beginning he really did a lot of his own stuff, and then he started to bring in, I can't recall his name, you'll know his name, the guy that actually drew Mickey Mouse during those early years, Ebb. It was Ebb, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Ebb Ewerks, I think his name was. And he began to surround himself with people, and some people had good chemistry with Walt, and others really had difficulty with him. He was not an easy guy to be around.
No, Walt could be a very difficult dude. Again, he was that dreamer, he was that visionary, but he was smart enough to hire people far more gifted and far more talented than he was. And he wasn't a micromanager. He paid attention to the details. And he could be incredibly obsessive, but yet at the same time, you know, he empowered his team and he let them go and help make these dreams a reality. But at the end of the day, it was all about Walt's dream. At the end of the day, it was all about Walt's vision. At the end of the day, it was either Walt's way or the highway. And so he really did sort of have that balance between paying attention to the details and yet empowering his team and employing folks who were far more gifted and far more talented than he was.
One of the things that comes to mind as I think about his story is, you know, this idea when they were, I think it was, they were funding, might have been Snow White, one of the films, and he was at odds with Roy, and he just had to push the budget and push the budget, and we don't have the money, but he went and did it anyway. The guy was really fearless, wasn't he?
He really was. Money meant almost nothing to Walt. He was far more interested in his ideas than he was in making a dollar. Roy was much more practical and significantly more grounded, and that's what helped make such a wonderful partnership, because Roy was much more of the realist and helped make these dreams come true by figuring out how to finance and fund all of them. But at the same time, Roy didn't have those dreams and he didn't have those visions. And so it really is a story of success related to finding the right partner and being willing to trust each other along the way. Walt would have driven the company right off of a financial cliff if it were not for Roy. In fact, left to his own demise, Walt had gone bankrupt at the age of 21 back in Kansas City. And it wasn't until he came out to California in 1923 that he found fame, that he found fortune, and he found it by partnering with his brother Roy.
So fascinating. We are visiting with Jeff Barnes. He's the author of The Wisdom of Walt, a fascinating read. And Jeff, of course, educates people in dreaming and all the wisdom of Walt in all the different ways. What should we leave folks with as we close out this minute we have left about the takeaways as entrepreneurs, which our audience is largely comprised of?
Well, I think it's important to realize Walt Disney didn't just speak the words Magic Kingdom, and that Magic Kingdom just magically appear out of an orange grove in the middle of Southern California. Mm-hmm. He had to face diversity. He had to face obstacles. He had to face adversity. He had to face naysayers and doubters, the very same kinds of folks that each and every one of us face in building our business and seeing our own dreams come true. And so every day when we go to Disneyland, they tell us it's the place where dreams come true. I actually believe it's the place that is showing us how to make our own dreams come true.
And Jeff Barnes, go ahead. Sorry, please.
And so the idea that you can create an entirely new and different world, that you can change our world based on a single idea, there should be a place where parents and children can have fun together. Our ideas, our thoughts, and our dreams matter. They matter to Walt, and they should matter to us as well.
And from your favorite spot at Disneyland, which is, of course, the park bench, you're observing the happiest place on earth while you spread the love, spread the wisdom of Walt Disney. Jeff Barnes, the website, thewisdomofwalt.com. That's the book, thewisdomofwalt.com. It's a best-selling Amazon. Great segment. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, David.
All right, Jeff, we'll do it again. Don't go away.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/rakenpoints for details.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Napa Know How. Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oil for just $4.99 a quart at Napa is filled with super smart oil technology your ride needs. You know, science stuff. But I'm not a scientist, so I can't explain all that. However, I am smart enough to know that grabbing Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic for only $4.99 a quart is a smart deal. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America. Returning on this segment is Matthew Pillmore. He's the founder of VIP Financial Education, a nationally recognized leading expert speaker and educator in the world of finance and how to manage money. Matt, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, David.
You are welcome. This is the third in our series. www.businessweapons.com, a place you want to go. To my listeners, if you're interested in building your business into a cash flow and capital empire, what Matt and his team have done is set up a webpage where you can view a video that's quite instructive, and also you can reserve a one-on-one free coaching session at that website. Again, that's www.businessweapons.com. We've been covering a lot of subjects relating to how we manage our money and how we've been conditioned by society and above all the banking system to play into a system that is not productive for us when it comes to raising capital, preserving capital, and paying off loans in an accelerated way. Right, Matt Pillmore?
That's exactly correct. Yeah, you know, this has been a game changer for me over the last dozen plus years with multiple companies that we've built to success, as well as a real estate investment portfolio. And prior to knowing this, I practiced things in what I would consider to be a very traditional way of managing my finances in a responsible manner. You know, the way that I had been taught growing up. I was lucky because I had a very traditional family childhood. My parents still married. In fact, their 42nd wedding anniversary is on June 1st this year. So we're thrilled to be, you know, so fortunate to have this example set. My dad was a CPA. He worked from home in his own practice. And it allowed my mother to work part-time just a couple days every week. So they set a great example. I never had any debt. You know, they took out one very small mortgage when they bought my childhood home, and they only paid for things that they had money to buy. So I learned things in a from a great example, but I later, after discovering what it is we've been here sharing with your listeners for the last several weeks, I learned that what they had taught me was still wrong, that it was exactly what the banks wanted me to do. And I think we can all easily agree that if I'm doing things the way the bank wants me to, the bank is probably coming out ahead.
Right.
So we started to reevaluate based on some principles that had been introduced to us back in 2005, whether or not our real estate investing and our business development was being managed the way that would optimally benefit us over the long run, and not just create a faster path to our objectives, but a path that was significantly less expensive and even significantly safer. This process that we're teaching at the website that you gave, which is that businessweapons.com website, is not about taking on added risk. It's about realizing that in order to get ahead, it's going to require borrowing money. Whether you're a first-time business owner, or you've been established for some period, you may or may not choose to leverage in your life with business, but you can get ahead faster if you do. However, if you're a homeowner, you likely took out a mortgage to get that property. It's very rare that we're going to encounter consumers, people who are following the more traditional approach to managing money that don't borrow ever. So as a borrower, it's important to understand what we're teaching. because ultimately it will boil down to how we can manipulate the way that the debts are being serviced in order to accomplish some really powerful results. The first and most important is an optimization of cash flow. And that number being the difference between what we earn and what we spend is going to really define our freedom over time, our ability to have the freedom to choose how we spend our time. And if we're working, it's because we love it and want to, not because we have to. And I think that's what most entrepreneurs are working hard for. Yes, we kind of had that, have that genetic that is, you know, one of being passionate about hard work. But at the end of the day, we still want the choice. And so that's the leading result of what we're teaching here is an optimization of cash flow. But some of the additional benefits that come with that include paying hundreds of thousands of dollars less in interest costs over time and in increasing credit scores to a point where you can get access to $25,000 to $250,000 every single year. Imagine what can be done inside a business when you can fund all the marketing needs you have, when you can fund all of the hiring needs that you have, when you can fund all the technology growth that you have. These are very important parts to every business. And, you know, extra money in the bank is not a requirement when you follow our process. And it will lead to extra money in the bank far more quickly. So this is just a safer, faster, less expensive approach. And we do like to give away all the education for free. It is a content-packed 32 minutes that can be found on that website, businessweapons.com. There will be nothing for any of your listeners to purchase by going through that. And even further, we have extended the courtesy of one free 90-minute coaching session to every listener in order to advance their application of this information because it is uncomfortable. And I think you brought that up in a previous segment.
Yep.
This is not going to be easy for most people to adopt and apply. And the reason for that is we get stuck in our own way. We often find a comfort zone that is hard to get out of. So that's a very important part to this is accepting that it will require courage and it will require consistency and it will require patience. And with those most applicants of this, most people that execute these techniques can see anywhere between $10,000 to $30,000 per year in improvements by just redirecting attention of how they pay their bills a different way. So it's very, very slick. Like I said, by far the most important piece to my business development and real estate portfolio in the last 15 years.
It really is a technology that was informed, and we should point this out. You had a lot of experience in the beginning stages of your company, the development of this company, coaching people on how to improve their credit scores. Among that, the FICO, which is only one component of it, and we did talk about this. And if you've missed prior shows, by the way, you can check us out at biztalkradio.com and look for the show there or on Blog Talk Radio. All of the archives for this programming is there, so you can check out any of our previous as we refer to them. But you had a lot of experience showing people how to improve their FICO, and that's step one, is improve the score, begin to unlock capital that can be available to you in the form of revolving lines of credit, then you can invest smartly. And then there's this whole, in packing this whole amortization, turning the banks against themselves, as you like to say, it's spectacular. You can tell I'm speechless. This is the work that really we should have been doing this in high school. You know, as you pointed out in, I think, our very first segment, we have been undereducated in the area of how to manage money effectively.
No question about it. Some could even say set up to fail. You know, the way that you react is good. Because it really is powerful enough to leave people speechless. It's not this overnight get-rich-quick concept.
Right.
It's not about,
right,
let me show you how to go out there and make $1 million next year. It's just about why flush the money down the toilet that – you already earned. You know, the way I started interpreting this myself happened because an audience member approached me and said, you know, this kind of made me think about this in terms of it being a lawsuit. You know, it was almost as if I've lost a lawsuit to the banks already, and I am now in this process of repaying structured settlements every month.
Wow, that's an interesting framework.
And
Yikes.
Exactly. And he said, you know, you're like the attorney, the law firm that has found a way of successfully appealing these in order to get back 80% of what I've already been forced to agree to pay. And I thought, you know, that's a creative outlet for this. That's right. What we're doing is we're appealing the traditional amortization schedule. We're saying, no, these rules don't work for us. I'm not interested in paying $200,000 in interest on a $225,000 mortgage with historic low interest rates. People have a
right.
hard time understanding why the costs add up the way they do. I have a number of mentors in my life that consider the amortization schedule the most insidious device ever created by mankind. And I know Albert Einstein has been quoted in obviously critiquing compound interest. So we've got these devices the banks have created that is really, really effective at extracting our money. And what we're doing is countering that with an approach that truly can put up to 80% of those dollars back in the pocket of a borrower, whether it be on a mortgage or any non-mortgage related balance. So as to why anyone would forego that, it would be beyond me.
No, there's just no reason not to check it out. Closing out this segment with Matthew Pillmore, VIP Financial Education. You want to go to www.businessweapons.com, look at some free knowledge capital around how to manage money, reserve your one-on-one session there. Matt, as always, great to have you on the program. We'll do it again.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is
pays faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
It's time once again for the Small Biz Brain here on Small Biz America. Gabe Arnold joins us. He's the founder of CopywriterToday.net, an expert in email marketing, automation, sales, and, of course, our recurring guest. Welcome back, Gabe.
Thanks, David. I always enjoy being on with you and sharing this with everybody that gets to listen.
Good stuff. It's always the Brain Trust with Gabe Arnold. So, you know, when we started doing these shows, folks, I would ask Gabe a day ahead of time, you know, what do you got? You know, what's next for the show? And finally, I just decided I'd rather be surprised. So, Gabe, what are you thinking about this week?
What if I were to show up with nothing to talk about? No, I'm just kidding.
I love that. Because, you know, that's the beauty of live radio. You know, we get to make it up.
We could be stumped. But no, I actually have an entrepreneurial tip for today, not in our kind of normal content or the marketing stuff.
It's all good. Hey, and there's nothing normal about our content, so it's all good. Thank you.
But right. What I wanted to share for anybody kind of starting out, maybe they're a solopreneur or maybe they've got a small business, or maybe you're running a large, you know, a large business. Maybe you have 50 people or 100 people or thousands of people working for you. One of the things that I've learned over the years, and it's something that I always have to remind myself of and practice and continue the discipline is the kind of the mantra of the saying, pay yourself first. And people may have heard this before or may have crossed their mind, but I wanted to kind of explain a little bit more about that as you're trying to grow your business. Because if you're marketing, if you're hiring, if you're out doing sales, you're doing a lot of different things and mm-hmm. you're trying to grow and be successful. But if you forget about this principle, then you'll run into huge problems. And basically, we'll look at it on a couple levels, like on the money side and on the time side. Or the time resources side. And so when you're running a business, in order to be successful, you have to be disciplined in paying yourself first. If any of our listeners have ever like watched The Profit with Marcus Lemonis or have ever really worked with any type of business consultant, if Marcus comes into a business where he's going to invest, he's a billionaire who invests in small companies, and he looks through all the books and sees that the owners are not paying themselves a salary, then it's a huge red flag to him because he says, hey, this isn't really operational because if we removed you from the picture and somebody had to fill your role, there's no money here for them. You know, there's no salary and there's no budget for it. And sometimes I think entrepreneurs can think that, well, I'm just going to reinvest in the business, or I'm going to cover payroll first, or I'm going to pay, you know, vendors first, or I'm going to pay everybody else first, and they forget about themselves. And when they do that, there's two huge, huge problems that can occur. Number one, you're painting an unrealistic picture for yourself of how the business is doing if you're not giving yourself, you know, a real salary. And number two, you're ultimately just shortcutting the success of the business, because if you don't have what you need from a money standpoint, you know, then it means you're not pricing things properly. It means you're not, you know, doing the other things properly. So that's one thing that I always like to share with folks when I'm working with them, is make sure that you are always paying yourself first a reasonable salary and then dealing with everything else, because otherwise you're just, you know, kidding yourself about being in business or being successful.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up, because I've got a quick story on this. So it's a good thing you came to the table with nothing today. No, I'm kidding. The thing is here, yes, you point to the distortion factor. You're distorting the books. You're distorting, you know, they have something in financials called ad backs, and that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're not being paid for the work you're doing in business development or the technology itself or whatever, it's distorting the performance of the business. And that's sort of a structural problem with what you're putting forth here. My story relates to the humanity side of the equation. I had the opportunity to turn around a bakery business in the Southwest region. My brother called me one day after I was winding down my music production company, and he said, you want to make bagels? So I said, sure. And so I had made a decent amount of money in the music business, and I schlepped my family from Dallas to Albuquerque to buy the assets out of bankruptcy and redeploy what at that point was effectively a wholesale baking operation. And we started the company. And for reasons I still, well, I'm just now beginning to understand, because I wanted to help my family member, in this case, a brother, and I had some bizarre sense of generosity, unrealistically taking on risk that I shouldn't have, I successfully depleted my savings, my retirement, to keep the business alive for about 8 years, dribbling out cash every month. And finally, towards the end, only when my brother left the business did I elect to start paying myself a salary. In other words, I was building the business, I was marketing the business, I was designing the manuals, I was creating documentation, I was raising capital, I raised about $1 million. And only in the last year did I actually start to take a salary out of that thing. So the point you came to today is one that really resonates with me. And I'm sure our listeners, as they hear me retell this story, it is a painful story, but it was one of the most profoundly important lessons I learned as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that's a real live case, because I've done the same thing in the past too. That's why I know it. You know, you start something up and you don't pay yourself, and then you trick yourself into a poor mindset of, you know, that that's acceptable. And then all you end up doing is hurting, you know, hurting the business and hurting yourself. And the only other kind of part of what I want to share is that you can do the same thing with your time resource, even if you're doing it correctly with money. So if you're not starting out your day and allocating time in your week for you first to refresh, to grow, to learn, to exercise and be healthy, you're doing the same thing with a more dangerous resource, because you can get money back, you can't get your time back. So that's kind of where my head's at today, and it's a interesting and very poignant story that you shared.
And well said, and thank you for bringing this subject matter. CopywriterToday.net is the website. Gabe Arnold, our guest, 888-618-9123 is the phone number. One of Steve Jobs' favorite quotes, there's lots of bad reasons to start a company, but there's only one good legitimate reason, and I think you know what it is. It's to change the world. So let's change the world this week, and all the little ways and the large ways we do. That is our show for this week. We are, of course, on iTunes. Give us a good review there. We're on biztalkradio.com. You can't give us a review, but you can listen to us there. Go to iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Biz Talk Radio are the places you can get us. If you'd like to be a guest, guests@smallbizamerica.com, or you can always send me a comment, suggestion, complaint, or otherwise at david@smallbizamerica.com. And if there's a subject that we haven't covered that you'd like to cover, I want to know about it. So do send me an email, david@smallbizamerica.com. We also have opportunities to be a sponsor on this program and across the entire BizTalk Radio network. So give us a call and we can help you there as well. Finally, the new radio website is up, thanks to Gabe Arnold and his team. That is smallbizamericaradio.com. It's got a nice ring to it. We'll see you next week. Have a good one in your business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.